League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
You are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci, and I'm on the grid, and so is the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart. Let's do this thing. We've got a lot of stuff to get to. We'll get you caught up to date as far as the Rocket Mortgage Classic is concerned. And I just got classically screwed over as I had a piece of DeChambeau to be leading after the first round. Day late and a dollar short. One shot short. One shot short.
I
got to
tell you, Morenci. I don't know what you do. We're not going to do the slump buster, but you got to go see the local shaman because this guy's 7 under. He had a 3-way tie for the lead. He's going in from 150 or under, and the guy hits it long. Like, that's the thing. DeChambeau is just tearing this course apart. His wedge game today, he could have been like 10 or 11 under. Like, very, very unpredictable. He hit a couple bomb putts, but man, he hits it right into the rough. Bogeys the final hole. Even if he gets up and down for par, he splits with Kisner and a couple other guys, right? You get one quarter of the bet, whatever. It's better than donating money. Even getting a fourth as a winner is better than losing.
Yeah, you know what? It's just another day in the life, so to speak. We've been on a little bit of a skid over the last 12 to 14 hours or so. I'm a very streaky bettor. And big mistake, I got into the Vietnamese soccer last night, bounced back with some Chinese basketball, but the EPL got me earlier in the day. I've been betting the international scene. I look forward to the NBA coming back. And speaking of the NBA, they actually did it, Cam. They actually did it. They actually brought the wood. The wood is what makes it good. They actually brought all of their floors. The NBA teams actually shipped all of their hardwood and their actual courts to Orlando. And we saw pictures. They're laying them out. They're setting them up. We'll show them to you a little bit later on in the show. They're setting up the gyms right now. Pretty hardcore, man. Like, no wonder it's costing them $150 million. Cost you like $50 million to bring this like stupid pieces of wood there. Like, if I was an owner, I would have said, I'm not doing it. I would have said, I'm not bringing a basketball court. Like, do you guys have a court there? Fine. We'll put a Raptor logo on it. All right?
Exactly.
In fact, I don't even care what logo you put on it. Like, put whatever the hell you want
NBA
on it. Right?
Yes, Fathead. I don't care what it is. Put anything.
They will be putting Black Lives Matter and I Can't Breathe. They're going to be putting statements on the court. Go ahead. Like, you should have just made a custom court. Like, I don't know, like, whatever, man.
I agree.
It is what it is. But I just thought that was kind of funny that I'm like, man, these guys really did bring in, like, you guys brought in 22, like, basketball courts. Like, why? Why? Like, what was the point of this?
Like, remember what Indianapolis said, Gabe? The rims. The rims are more important. You know your hometown rims. Own, is it a little bit?
Bring your own.
That makes sense.
That's a good idea. Bring your own basket. I don't mind that. Bring your own basket. All right. So, speaking of the National Basketball Association, they tested 351 players that are going to be entering into the playoff bubble. 25 of 351 test positive for coronavirus. That is 7%, which is pretty. It's quite a lot. It's quite a lot, actually. 25 players out of 351. It's a pretty big number, in my opinion. And put it into context, the EPL, when they returned, they tested 748 players. They only had 6 players test positive out of 748. Meanwhile, the NBA, and I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. You know, I don't blame people for getting the virus, but if you live smartly, then you probably won't get it. Game Time Decisions Radio has begun. I am Morenci, but you already know that. You also know I'm throwing it down with a raging redhead can store. George Kurtz will step up. And then the return of the NBA is getting realer by the day right now. The courts have arrived in Orlando. They're laying down the wood. And, of course, it's the wood that makes it good. And they're laying down the wood right now in Orlando. The Raptors are already there. The testing has been done. 25 of 351 players test positive in the National Basketball Association. That is 7%. To put in context, though, EPL, English Premier League Soccer, they returned. They had 748 players to test. They only had 6 positive tests. Something to keep your eye on moving forward as far as the National Football League is concerned, because quite frankly, I don't think NFL players are very smart people. And I don't think that they are going to socially distance. I think they're going to go to strip clubs. I think they're going to go to parties. I think they're going to go to gyms, and they do all kinds of other stupid things to get the virus. We'll break it down. Edmonton and Toronto are the NHL hub cities. But we can now tell you, according to Bob McKenzie, and Bob McKenzie's never wrong. Never. Bob McKenzie.
He's right a lot.
And not Bob and Doug. Yeah, he's been wrong before, but yeah, he's right most of the time.
A few times. But yeah, he usually gets
Bob
it right.
Bob McKenzie, TSN hockey analyst, insider, we should say. He's very cautious, though, Cam. He's not a guy that's going to tweet something for the sake of it. When he says it, he knows it. He doesn't talk unless he knows. So very interesting, actually. The Stanley Cup Finals will be in Edmonton. The finals will be in Edmonton, and I understand the Eastern Conference and Western Conference finals would both be in Edmonton as well, which kind of confuses me. But the National Hockey League can never just like do anything like simple. Like they've always got to like have some sort of weird. They gotta have some sort of weird quirk, like thrown in, and this is their weird little quirk. So we'll get into this. Kurt's a big hockey guy. Major League Baseball is going to release their schedule next week. We'll get you caught up to date as far as the Rocket Mortgage Classic is concerned. And don't look now, but Zion Williamson, this guy spent like the entire pandemic in the freaking gym, guys.
He's a monster.
And he looks like he's ready to kill people. Game Time Decisions continues. Bring it.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Game Time Decisions continues. I am Marenzo. We're kicking in with the one and only raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Well, I got one of my teeth ripped out this week, and I just had another couple kicked in by the Rocket Mortgage. Classic. Yeah, thanks. And you know what's crazy, Cam? I was actually on my phone, and I looked, and I'm like, oh, yeah. My God. He's actually climbed. He climbed the ladder. He's in first place right now. And I thought the same thing. I'm like, you know what? Even if I get a split of this, I'll take it. It was a nice call, number one, at 19-1, and I'll get a piece of this. And I thought, like you, Cam, I saw the number, and I'm like, man, this is going to make up for, like, three of my bad Chinese basketball bets. So I got kind of excited. I got excited for a minute or two. And the last thing I expect is for him to shank a shot on 18, Cam, like this. Like you said.
I did the same thing. I bet it.
150-yarder, right? Yeah, thanks, bro. But lay off the juice, bro. Lay off the juice, man. Maybe one too many protein shakes. Ease up a little bit, bro.
I got to tell you that it's weird because he's driving the ball 365 yards. He hit a 30-foot bomb for Eagle, but I watched his wedge game today from 150 in. He was horrible. Everything was long. It's like, dude, you're stronger now. You can't go in full wedge. Like, how about, like, even Hideki, even though he didn't play, like, amazing, I was watching him. Like, you know what Bryson DeChambeau doesn't have, Gabe? That 70-80% soft one. You know what I mean? Like, everything's hard.
Yeah.
When you watch him, like, I'm watching, like, I watch every shot of every tournament, right? He doesn't have that fluid. You know what? I'm just going to stick to my 70-80%er.
Isn't touch kind of important? I'm not Gary Player. But I'll tell you, isn't touch kind of important in a sport of golf?
Oh, it's pretty important.
It's like billiards. Yeah, he's like a great pool player. He's a great pool player, but he's got no touch. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
He's not really a great pool player then, is he?
No, he's not. Exactly.
No, it's like somebody that's going to break and camp. Yeah. Well, bam, they bust the table up. And then after everything, it's like, well, bam. I've been there too, knocking balls off the table and stuff.
Exactly. No, but Gabe, he's close. The thing about him is too, remember, he's changing his body and he's doing things. The thing that I'm finding is inconsistent. There's two things that have changed. When he goes too hard off the tee, he sprays the ball. Everything he plays is from the rough. But as I told you before, he's going in 110 yards where other guys in his group are going in 165, right? So he could just hit them, get on the green or whatever. But it'd be nice if he played from the fairway and he can use little touch wedges and he could be inside 10 feet all day and murder these
probably
guys.
Probably
going to
win, though.
He's going to win this field, weekend. Right? He should win.
He's plus 250 only right now.
See, that's horrible.
How about this, like, though, Ken? You called it, though. There's always these unnamed guys. And, you know, I knew it was either going to be DeChambeau or one of these unnamed guys, right? I was like, man, but I didn't know which guy to take. I'm like, which guy do I throw a dart at? So I was like, I don't know, man. DeChambeau's playing so well. I'm so close, too, at 19-1. But Doc Redman and Scott Stallings and then Kisner. I mean, Doc Redman's the one that cashes a ticket today.
Yeah, we talked about Doc Redman for like a minute on your show last night. He's a very popular DFS play. I almost took him. I also know another guy guys that I know who's a very good golf handicapper. He likes Scott Stallings. I took Stewart, who's 4-under, and soon you'll know 4-under. Great starts, but not good enough. They're not 7-under. That's the thing, Marenzi. I'm telling you, when you play these first rounds, guys, literally say you're going to bet a European soccer game or whatever, take $100. You put 10 bucks on like five guys between 80 and whatever and hope that you hit Marenzi. Who was leading last week? Mackenzie Hughes, that Canadian, at 150-1 after the first round, right? $2 gets you 300. So it's kind of like buying that lottery ticket. I always find the first round leader are usually guys who are big, big underdogs, usually in the 80-150 range.
Another Canadian player today, Adam Hadwin.
Hadwin, watch out for him.
Five under for Adam Hadwin. T11
yep.
Right now. Man, there's some great names in this field, including like Sheamus Power. Isn't that that WWE wrestler?
Yeah, Sheamus. Sheamus Power. Yeah, that's right.
Sheamus Power.
Sheamus. Yeah, Sheamus Power. He's Irish too. You know, no, no, he's from Colombia. No, yeah, Sheamus Power.
Yeah, Sheamus, I knew he wasn't Venezuelan.
That's right.
Sheamus Power. What a name. And then, you know, the classic golfer name, right, tied with him, Hudson Swafford.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. I'm Hudson Swafford. Hudson. Yeah, he's like, he looks the part, too. He's like 6'5". He's got that beautiful, like, mullet kind of, you know, SEC hairdo.
Of course he does.
Guess what school he went to. If you guess what school he went to, I'll be very impressed. Very good golf school and a very good football school. Not the best,
LSU.
But very good.
LSU.
Georgia. He's a Georgia Bulldog.
I knew it was SEC. Yeah, you said SEC, but I
who
was
else
like
went to Georgia? Who else went? Bubba Watson, a lot of those guys. So yeah, no, he's Hudson Swafford's a big dude.
Yeah, yeah. Where did Adam Hadwin go to school? Humber.
Actually, Nori had Nori. He went to Centennial College. No, I think Hadwin went to Kent State or somewhere like that. Nori went Louisville. I think Adam Hadwin went to Louisville. He's a Louisville Cardinal, Adam Hadwin. Yep.
That's pretty. All right. So listen.
Positive. Let's go. Yeah, I'm going to confirm.
I'll let you know. This is what I played. All right, Cam. So this is what Morenci pulled the trigger on in like at about 4 a.m. this morning, Pacific time, right before tee off. I don't know. I don't even know where this guy is. I'm scared to look. I don't know why I did this. Like, why would I take Scottie Scheffler to be in the top 20?
Oh, buddy, don't worry. I gave the listeners on your late show a real loser with Eric Von Royen, him and Scottie Scheffler.
Where's Scottie Scheffler right now?
Oh, Scheffler's like in last place. I think he's 7 over. Hold on. Buddy,
I'm
don't
scrolling.
Worry. I got
I'm scrolling.
Von Ruin's horrible. Oh, yeah, no, scroll right to the bottom. And Hadwin did go to Louisville.
There's your boy, Kyle Stanley. Wow, Kyle Stanley right at the bottom here, too.
Oh, yeah, he's horrible. He played bad. Oh, Stanley played bad in Von Ruin.
I've got Scottie Scheffler to be top 20. He is literally in 156th place.
Yeah. He's the last place.
He's in last place. The only guy that's worse is Wyndham Clark, who withdrew.
Yes.
All right, here's our boy, Wes Roach. Oh, there's that Taylor Gooch. Oh, what a bunch of winners at the bottom here, Cam. Wes Roach, Gooch, and
Taylor
Scheffler.
Gooch. Yeah,
these guys should be kicked off the tour.
Eric Von
Like, I'm not even blaming you. I don't know. Did you tell me Scheffler? Yeah. Like, why did I have Scheffler?
No, I didn't.
Head? I'm not like,
no,
what? Like, I don't know why I took Scottie Scheffler. I don't know why I took
I don't know
guy.
Either. I'll take heat for EVR. That was my pick. Eric Von Ruin, horrible. He's 3 over.
I got Ricky
Scheffler
Fowler.
7 over.
I got Ricky Fowler. I got Ricky Fowler top 20. I believed in Ricky this week. What did I say? If he doesn't, he's a punk. That was my words. He's a punk if he can't finish in top 20. So I got Ricky. He's T11 now? He's in the mix.
He's right there. Yep.
All right. Where's Patrick Reed? How's Patrick Reed doing? Does this guy even play golf anymore?
Yeah, he's doing all right. He's like even or one under. Let's take a look, Patrick Reed. I know he was there. Like, he's not playing great. He's not doing bad. And you know what? Anything under one or two under, you're fine. The leaders are only at 7. It's not like you have to freak out. Actually, Patrick Reed is, well, let's keep on scrolling. This could be good news. Patrick Reed is 2 under. He's 2 under right now. He's 5 back. No panic there. Just got to make the cut.
I got T20. All right. T20 there. There's your boy, Lanto Griffin. Right now, he's also 2 under. All right, who else do I have? I've got Bryson DeChambeau to finish in the top 10.
That's
strong. It. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all I have. I have DeChambeau to be in the top 10, Reed top 20, Fowler top 20, Scheffler. The Scheffler one's done. Scheffler's one. And
he's 7 over.
But I'm about to hit a play here. You're going to like this one, Cam. We're not screwing around. Well, I'm not prepped. I shouldn't be proud of this, but we're about to hit an under in a Brazilian soccer game. Fluminense.
Nice.
Yeah, Fluminense goes under the number.
Yeah, I gave Pharrell a nice pooch at Belmont in race 9. Gabe, he almost won at 10-1. He came second, so I bet him across the board. But, yeah, you know how it goes, man. This afternoon gambling, you get a little bit thick with the soccer. Things can happen, right? So Got to be careful. I trust me. I've had afternoons where I just got pummeled at the track. I'm trying to keep take her easy. Los Alamitos is on right now.
No, I'm streaky. I'll win 4 or 5 bets in a row. I'll get it back. I'm glad to see Ricky's hanging around. You know, Cam, that DeChambeau winning after today would have really helped me out, bro. Really would have been nice. Yeah, like,
why did you have to? You're 150 in. Put it on the green, 2-putt. You get a 4-way split. Take your $100 or whatever, and Bob's your uncle. Come on,
yeah,
Bryson.
It's a cold world. Horrible. All right, George Kurtz joins us next. Get on the grid. Bring it.
You call these bagels? Bagels and bad beats.
You want to think NASCAR is filled with a bunch of dopes? Yes. That's better than being thought that there's actually racists out there putting up nooses all over the place.
The Sports Grid Network.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
You're watching Sports Grid. Get on the grid.
Hey guys, Cam Stewart with your Sports Grid News and Betting Update. You want that capping edge? Get on the grid. The league is close in the NBA on a plan to create a second bubble set up in the city of Chicago. It'll host the 8 teams not participating in the league's Orlando restart. 9 more NBA players testing positive for coronavirus, so 344 out of them tested between June 24th and 29th. Plus, that percentage was 2.6, but we also had overall 25 players testing positive since testing began June 23rd. The NBA's 22 remaining teams set to arrive at Walt Disney World between July 7th and 9th. In baseball, Commissioner Rob Manfred, he's walking back his remarks. When he said MLB had no intention of playing more than 60 games, he now said he meant to say they'd be lucky to fit in 60 games. Even though MLB training camps were shut down, many players didn't stop training. In fact, a group of more than 30 major leaguers, including stars Scherzer, Goldschmidt, Giancarlo Stanton, Verlander, they all worked out in secret in Palm Beach, Florida. They trained at Eric Cressey's Sports Performance Gym and played games at Palm Beach High School. No COVID cases reported. MLB players have started flocking back home to ballparks for summer camp and prepping for opening day July 23rd. Cam Newton, his deal with the New England Patriots, even less money than earlier reported. It was originally reported that he signed a 1-year incentive-laden deal worth $7.5 million. However, New England only guaranteed $500K of his $1 million base salary. And the 2000 MVP's deal also allows the Pats to franchise tag him in 2021 if they choose. So, a group of 87 investor firms and shareholders have signed 3 different letters asking Nike, FedEx, and Pepsi to terminate their business relationship with the Washington Redskins unless the franchise changes their name. 6 investment groups in total leading the push. The Redskins had that name in 1933, and the site of RFK Stadium is team owner Daniel Snyder's preferred relocation stadium. However, several district officials said that Snyder won't access the federally owned land unless he changes the franchise's name. No Bills fans, no Bills Mafia at games. That's brutal. No fans will be in allowed to watch the Bills. The league could also ask fans to sign COVID-19 waivers, as we talked about here on the show, if they do allow fans to enter stadiums. In the NHL, the city of Edmonton will be the host of the conference finals and Stanley Cup final this summer. The NHL and NHLPA also working towards a new CBA. Training camp set July 10th. Round 1 of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. From Detroit, Michigan, Doc Redman, Scott Stallings, Kevin Kisner, they all share the lead at -7. Tournament favorite Bryson DeChambeau, he bogeyed the 18th. He is just 1 back at 6-under. We got a little bit of soccer action this afternoon as well. And Liverpool, they locked things up earlier, but in the EPL, a battle of 2 heavyweights in Man City. Man, they took out their revenge on Liverpool today. 4-0 the final. Sheffield United beat Tottenham 3-1. Italian League, Udinese blank Roma. Atalanta blank Napoli 2-0. I'm Cam Stewart. That's your Sports Grid update. Now back to Gabe Renzi on GTD.
Game Time Decisions continues. I'm Renzo. We're kicking it with a raging redhead. Cam Stewart, George Kurtz steps up and in. We've got a little bit of breaking news, although this was a story that's been developing for the past 24 hours or so, as far as the mega investment firms that manage over $620 billion. Some of the big power brokers basically told companies that work with the Washington Redskins that enough is enough, that you got to change the name. And if you don't, we're going to make you change the name by we're not investing with your companies anymore. And already, it took less than about 12 hours, FedEx have asked the Washington Redskins to change their name. Kind of significant when you consider they play in FedEx Stadium, right?
Correct.
So now the pressure's coming in. But you know where the pressure isn't coming from so far, Mr. George Kurtz? Roger Goodell, kind of quiet on this. It's not trendy enough, as Black Lives Matter was a couple of weeks ago, right? This, it doesn't, you know, it's not quite, because he actually would have to take action on this. I don't understand. It would be a, who are you going to upset with this? But like, who is going to get upset? I've spoken to Washington Redskins season ticket holders. Steve Merrill, Cam, grew up going. Yep. He's seen ticket holder. What says change the name.
He even said
change the name. Mm-hmm. He goes, no, I want you to change the name. He goes, I'm tired of it. He goes, we all know we're going to change the name eventually. Change the name. Are we to the point where the state of Mississippi will take the Confederate flag off of their state flag before the NFL will change the name? Like, really? This is where we're at right now? And you want to pretend, Goodell, that you're some social justice warrior right now? And let me just say, too, I'll go back. When people say about tradition, yeah, a racist tradition. The original owner of the Washington Redskins, George Preston Marshall, was a raging racist. All right?
Mm-hmm, true.
The Redskins didn't want black players on their team. Kennedy had to force them to desegregate. Like, he was like, he lobbied against desegregation in schools. The Redskins were founded by a racist who came up with a racist name. Your tradition is racist. Change the name. How you doing, George?
How are you? What a nice start here. I'm not one who gets offended by names, but this is definitely racist, and it definitely should be changed. How can you say it's not racist? Redskins. What are you saying here? Yeah. And what's important about this, when you bring up FedEx, Fred Smith, who is the CEO of FedEx, is also part of the ownership group of the Washington football team. So Schneider, who had to know this was coming, this could not have come as a surprise to him.
Yeah. Get your Braveheart, get the Braveheart logos ready, because that's the name that they copyright.
Washington Bravehearts? That's horrible. Yeah.
You don't like any name, though. Hey, listen, idea, what do you think of this? The Washington Hogs. The Hogs. You want to talk about tradition?
The offensive line. Tradition. Yeah, Jacoby.
The Hogs.
I agree.
I don't mind the Hogs. A picture of a pig on the helmet? No. Yeah. I understand the tradition, but no.
That's the thing. Can they ask for Razorbacks?
I'm not saying you put a pig on. You can come up with it. You know what I mean? Different things. Hey, listen. Hogs is better. All right. We're going to have a poll question, Kurtz. Cam, what do you like better? Hogs or Bravehearts?
Bravehearts sounds like something from the Care Bears. No, that's awful. That
I like Hogs from the Bravehearts.
Mel Gibson is a raving racist, too. Mel Gibson's like a raving racist. So.
I like Razorbacks. Can we ask Arkansas for the team name? There's a million Tigers in football. Can't we just do Razorbacks twice? That's a what great
about the SFL? They won't do that. How about Renegades? I'm thinking of a name that starts with R, Renegades. That's not
2XFL. To XFL, George. Sorry.
Yeah, you're right. They won't want that either.
Say pass. That's a sound.
I see someone put up Murder Hornets, the Washington Murder Hornets. I kind of like that.
It's.
I don't think that.
Well, you shut down Hogs, but you're going Murder Hornets. What the hell are you talking about?
I just something that's topical. I kind of like the name. They'll obviously never. If they won't do Washington Bullets, they're not going to do Washington Murder Hornets.
Yeah, you should call the Redskins the Bullets then. Get it back in rotation. Why not?
it's not quite as bad.
You know, Snyder. If Snyder really wants to troll people, he should have a big press conference and say, "You know, the time has come. We understand. We've changed the name, and in honor of the greatest president in the history of the United States, we are now the Washington Trumps."
Please no. Please, for the love of God, no.
You like, you really like, people would be like, no, 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 no. Put it back as Redskins. Like, go back. Put it back.
Washington lobbyists. I've seen that.
Can we use a USFL? That's a good term because Washington is its state capital. Generals are like that. It's the USFL, but I don't know. Are those things still trademarked, Gabe? Like the Memphis Showboats?
The Washington Generals? Stuff? It's a good name.
Yeah. Well, yeah, like the Generals. Hey,
strong. It's going to be the Bravehearts. That's Daniel not. Snyder.
That Daniel is so Snyder, kids.
That's the name that he trademarked. He only trademarked one name. That was the one.
Gabe, no, what's your opinion of Braveheart? Let's call it out for what it is. That's weak. That's a kid's
name. It sucks.
Name. We're the, it's they're a, the it's Bravehearts. A movie title. Hey, everybody, want to go to the Bravehearts game? Oh, yeah. Come on. That's awful.
Dan watches way too much Care Bears.
It's not that bad, Cat.
It's bad.
It's not that bad.
It's brutal.
All right. What about like the, I don't know, like Washington? I don't know. We got to have a, we'll come up with a name. Washington.
Yeah, we got to come up with a poll. Yeah. Yeah, we got to come up with something.
But if you want to go, we go generic. Washington Warriors?
Nah, it's taken. It's too much out. I don't mind that, but it's taken.
What's taken? What, the Golden State Warriors?
I don't like teams that rip off other teams' nicknames. I don't care if it's whatever sport it is. Come up with something original. Washington.
I got it. What a warthog, but that's people don't understand. That's kind of like an anteater, but it's not.
Yeah, but that's also the name of a fighter plane.
What, a warthog?
There you go.
Yeah. I kind of like that. Than,
thank you,
Washington Warhogs.
Is that me in the business? Me in the business room.
Nah, but war is too politically incorrect.
Right, you're not gonna publicize war. That's not gonna happen. Not war. Warhogs.
Yeah, wart. I think it's warthogs, isn't it? I don't know. Whatever.
No, I'm thinking war.
Oh, okay.
How about the Washington warmongers?
What else do we got here?
There's not Wales, too many strong W's. You're going WW.
Whalers, no, Hartford Whalers. I got nothing.
Bull bangers.
Bravehearts still sucks, though.
It's a good thing we're not on the committee because it would be like, well, we're out of ideas after 2 minutes. I don't know.
I still want the Seattle hockey team to be called the Kraken.
You do, George.
No, I love to see it. Seattle Kraken, man. I'm dying for that for the Seattle team.
Every name Seattle's come up with has been bad. The Kraken sucks, the bro. It's like what Emeralds do you call the good? Seattle Crackheads? Like the Kraken. What do you think of when you're a Kraken? Crackhead. Like, can people be like, God, the team, they're a bunch of crackheads.
Well, I don't want to see what else they come up with. The Emeralds? I'm not a big fan of Emeralds. That's not really
it. It's the Emerald salmon? City. What about Totems?
Seattle
Totems. Sockeyes.
Sockeyes.
Sockeyes is a salmon?
The worst name ever. Seattle Sockeyes, the hockey team.
Take it back.
I know you like that name, Kemp.
Take it back.
Well, you like the name Sockeyes.
Bravehearts. Bravehearts.
Oh, yeah. Like a Sockeyes scaring anybody.
Yeah, well, it's
hey, you better. People, I take it. Yeah, you smash a Sockeye into little pieces with a hockey stick.
Sockeye salmon, nice and big.
I think about, when I hear Sockeye, I think of a puppet. Like someone with a hand up, a sock, and with eyes on it.
Puppet. Yeah. Okay.
What did they call the name anyways? Is it Emeralds?
They don't even have a name yet.
They haven't announced it yet. We're still waiting.
Right. They hired Ron Francis. They don't have a name of the team. They got nothing. Totems? Emeralds? Kraken? What do you say? What was your name, Morency? What did you have? I didn't even. I like Emeralds. That's just me.
Emeralds isn't intimidating.
No, it's not. It's not intimidating. If you're right, I agree. I think it's an okay name, but generally, what are you going to put? A green emerald on a helmet? That looks terrible.
I can live with the Kraken. It's unique. It's aggressive. I can live with it.
Yeah,
and it's water. Their uniform Seattle's a water city, so it's around water. I like the Seattle Kraken. That's what I want. They won't go with it, but that's what I like.
That's what they'd have, Morency. A big mean octopus that's like killing somebody with a hockey stick. That's going to be like their shirt. Yeah, you know what, George? You're even selling me on Kraken.
You didn't like it when I brought this up about a year or so ago.
A year ago, we got an argument about it.
I swear, Cam, though, there was a Seattle team name that we're forgetting that we liked. There was one on the list that was better. There was one that was like, yeah, that's the one. Just go with that one.
Was it Rainiers? Like the mountain?
No.
The Ranieri's. Joe Ranieri.
They had a better name
the
for
Seattle
Mount
Fighting
Rain,
Ranieri's.
Cool.
Yes.
Yeah, the Fighting Ranieri's. That's great.
Yeah, I like it. What do you say, George? What was your name?
If it had I like the idea of a mountain range of putting that on as your design, as your icon, but I don't think that doesn't quite have the ring to it, though.
Yeah, the Avalanche already have a mountain, too. That's the problem.
Yeah, why don't they just steal the name of Thunderbirds, Seattle Thunderbirds?
I love the Thunderbirds from the WHL, right? What was the first team that won the Stanley Cup? The Metropolitans. They're not going to use that. So I like the Thunderbirds. Great logo, too. Beautiful.
Yeah. They still haven't announced this. They still haven't announced it yet as far as Seattle. All right, so here we got the names here. These are the potential names. The Seattle Cougars, Seattle Eagles, Seattle Emeralds, Seattle Evergreens, Seattle Firebirds. Not bad. Seattle Kraken.
Firebirds.
Yeah. Seattle Rainiers, Seattle Renegades, Seattle Sea Lions, Seattle Seals, Seattle Sockeye, Seattle Totems. And Seattle Whales.
Huh. That's tough.
Can't go the Whale. That's towards like the Whalers.
Yeah,
Firebirds isn't bad. And the Kraken. Firebirds and Kraken are the top two. I've come around on the Kraken, Cam. Game time decisions continues.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Game time decisions continues. I am Lorenzo. We're kicking it with George Kurtz and the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, of course. All right, a ton of stuff I want to get to, but we've got caught up on this name stuff. I didn't think it would turn into the whole segment. We got into the Seattle names and talking about Washington. So we just asked people on Twitter, what do they think the best name for Washington is? And we're digging a little bit deeper here. It's funny, too, because here are the top potential names from Redskin fans and have thrown it out there. And the Hogs, George, for the record, is at the top of the list. The Hogs. Generals, the Hogs, Presidents, Soldiers, Warriors, Warhammers. And then you got a bunch
Sentinels?
Of...
You like the Sentinels?
What? I like do. It. I think that's a great name.
Sounds like more like a like baseball team, though.
Yeah, the Washington Sentinels.
I might agree
doesn't
with you
it,
there. How about the Seattle
doesn't
Sentinels?
Doesn't sound like a baseball.
Go with that, too.
Well, you really like the name Sentinel, huh?
Yeah.
I didn't come up with it. That was something. Somebody put that on my timeline. So it's not mine, but I kind of like that. It's new. I don't think another team, not one that I can remember, is named the Sentinels. I'm sure there is somebody somewhere.
You really like Sentinels there, George.
I've come around on the Kraken.
Yeah, you kind of convinced me, too. Mean octopus on the stick. Yeah.
Let's go, Kraken. What would Chris Cuthbert's cheesy thing?
Oh, the Kraken! Release the Kraken! What a goal by the Kraken! 1-0, Seattle.
Yeah, they're not laughing. It's the Kraken.
Kraken.
You know, Chris Cuthbert he'll come up with something. People are like, they like the Emeralds, the M's, calling them the M's. And you know what? The M sort
that's
of works.
The Mariners.
I know. Yeah. That's a good name, the Seattle Mariners. It throws me off. I'm in Mariner country right now, and I'm not used to it. Like, who wears Mariner? Like, it throws me off. Like, I saw the other day wearing a Mariner Ken Griffey jersey, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, I think that's the first time in my life I've ever seen anyone wearing a Seattle Mariner jersey. And then I see a dude in a Mariner hat, and I see another Mariner jersey, and all the sports stores, baseball is Mariners gear. This is we're in Mariners territory here. Of course, the worst team in baseball. the worst team in baseball. All right. So speaking of baseball, Rob Manfred's a moron And yeah, we have a clip here. He was talking to Dan Patrick. And he's backtracking already because he's basically libelous right now. Like, if I am Major League Baseball Players Association, I'm going to sue them for damages. All the money that I spent on lawyers and all the time that I wasted meeting with you when you just admitted that you never negotiated in good faith all along. Let's hear Rob Manfred talk about how they were only going to play 60 games anyways.
Look, I think the most important thing to our fans is that we're going to make every attempt to get the game back on the field. You know, I know some people have talked about longer seasons, 60 too short. The reality is, we weren't going to play more than 60 games, no matter how the negotiation with the players went or any other factor. 60 games is the outside of the envelope, given the realities of the virus.
Well, that's his backtracking.
That's too much.
Yeah, that's there's Rob Manfred backtracking after talking about, we were never going to play more than 60 games. And the funny thing is, he has said after that it's because of the virus that they wouldn't have been able to play so many games. Yet the virus is spiking now more than ever. Like, and it's not under control at all, and it's not going to be under control at all. It's a full-blown pandemic. It's been mishandled. And, you know, everything that he says is just disingenuous.
It very much
And as I stated, it's actually libelous right now because you just admitted, you have fully admitted that you were negotiating good faith. You were only going to play 60 games the whole time, George. Yep. It's amazing. It's amazing how out of touch and just, like, dumb this guy is, to be honest.
Well, we know the MLBPA is going to file that grievance. If you're wondering what Exhibit A is going to be, it's going to be that recording of what he just said. I mean, if you were one of the 30 baseball owners who are watching that recording, you got to be like, did he just say that? The lawyers for MLB have to be like, oh, my God, what did the commissioner just do? And Manfred is a lawyer himself. He has to know this is a major, major screw-up of what he said. Of course, he was going to backtrack. As soon as he said it, you knew the backtrack was coming here. And this is not the first time he's put his foot in his mouth. And we go all the way back to him calling the World Series trophy a piece of metal. I mean, he says for a smart guy, and I assume he is a smart guy, he says a lot of stupid things.
Yeah, and to me, he just doesn't seem... I don't get the feeling the guy cares about the sport. I don't get the feeling that the guy loves baseball. He's just, you know, like we talked about, he's just the CEO of a corporation here of a bunch of faceless owners. And one thing, too, the owners are just, you know, these guys, he's just doing their bidding for them. Let us not forget that. The owners figured it out. Financially, they were never going to pay more than 60 games salary. And how about this, though, now, Cam, that these guys now, the owners are talking about, no, but we're going to have fans now.
Yeah.
So they're going to have fans now. Yeah. But are they going to give more money now because it's fans? No. Like, it's amazing to me. Like, and people just don't realize or don't care. I guess it's easier to blame Trevor Bauer than to blame a gazillionaire owner that you don't know who it is behind the scenes. But these guys operated and told the players, we can't pay you because there's no fans. But now, we're going to put fans in after we just negotiated a deal with you that we agreed to pay you this amount of money. Like, these guys, like we were talking about crackheads earlier, Major League Baseball owners are less trustworthy than crack dealers. Like, if you go to a crack dealer and give him your $5, he'll actually give you the rock because he wants you to come back. You go Major League.
He might pedal away. He might pedal away, Gabe. But
no,
right.
He'll give you the 50-50. He'll give you the rock. A dealer will give you the rock because he wants to. A Major League Baseball owner will just keep the money and say, "What money?" Right? Like, I would trust people on the street more than a Major League Baseball owner, George.
Yeah, I mean, anybody doesn't realize why the Major League Baseball Players Association was so angry through this whole negotiation process, which apparently wasn't a negotiation process. All you have to do is, listen to the owners here. They say one thing and do another. It's over and over again. And listen, I don't want to blame everything on Manfred. I understand he is just a spokesperson for the owners. He works for the owners. But he's just... not a bright guy, and I completely agree with you. I don't think he cares about the game or knows the game whatsoever.
No, and you at least have a respect for it. At least have a somewhat of a respect for the You're game, right. which he doesn't respect the players. He doesn't respect the fans. You notice the fans are the last people, like the players, the owners, like, you know, nobody, the commissioner, nobody cares about the actual fans either. You know, we're just an ATM machine for them. That's why I stated, me personally, I'm not buying anything. I'm not buying anything with a Major League Baseball logo on it. I'm not giving any money to these guys. I'll watch on streams. I'm going to watch online. I'm not supporting them. I'll bet on it. I'll watch it. I'll watch it when the NBA's not on and the NHL playoffs aren't on and anything else isn't on.
The Rocket Mortgage Classic.
Oh, the Rocket Mortgage Classic, yeah. Like, that's another thing, too. Like, just whatever, dude. Like, it's left that, you know, the owners and the commissioner, they're just that scummy to me. That's like, whatever, guys, screw you all. Right? Screw you all. Like, yeah, not to mention you bastardized the game. You got DH now. Pitchers hey. Have to face three hitters.
Start at second base and extra innings. Yeah, it's just a...
And the like, players, what have they you done guys agree that it's crap. And the players agree to it, so they can go back to their hotel faster.
You guys know, yeah, too.
It the players have less work. If the game gets over quick, they exactly. get to go home. What do they care?
Exactly, George. And the thing was, that's the thing about baseball. Don't compare it to other sports with the clocks and stuff. It's different. It's a different game with different fan bases. And they, oh, let's make it quicker. Let's do this. Let's do that. Well, they have other sports with clocks and all the other things. And Gabe, if they just listened to our damn idea months ago, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. And I'll tell you one thing. They talk about the going, playing in the stadiums and that. If there's one little mistake, one little bump in the road, it's done. It's over. There's not enough time to recuperate. And if they listened to us before with the Florida-Arizona plan before all the spikes, we could have had, at least if something went wrong, we'd have a time frame and a window to make it work and try to get through. Now it has to be flawlessly executed.
Well, I almost regret asking people on Twitter to give me their Washington football name ideas, because it's to be expected. The Washington shady what? Governments. Our boy okay. Fasano, not too bad. The Washington Sentinels. It's not bad.
Sentinels?
The Sentinels, yeah. The Washington okay, Sentinels. The, we got the Washington, Washington Orange Skins. The Washington Rage. Kyle in Atlanta. Washington Redbirds. That's not bad, actually, but not aggressive Redbirds. Enough for a football team. Strong yeah. Style Ninja says the Washington Karens. Yeah, that's pretty scary, actually. Get an angry-looking white chick on the helmet.
Why did you do that?
Karens.
The DC Point Shavers. I don't know. They're not throwing games there. The Washington Hogs, Washington Dumpster Fire. We've got a couple other offensive ones that we can't go with as well here.
Yes.
Yeah. a couple as other expected. Ones that a couple others that we can't use. All right, I wanted to get to we spent so much time on the names. I want to get back to our to the win totals. For these Major League Baseball teams. So these teams are actually practicing right now in their stadiums. I know the Pirates were taking batting practice. The Yankees are back at Yankee Stadium right now. I don't know, though. Like, baseball supposedly starts, guys, in 21 days.
Yes.
You buy that, Kurtz? 21 days from now, we're playing regular season baseball.
Sure, why not? I don't think it has any chance in hell of finishing. I think they'll try and start, but I don't think there's any no way they play 60 games. I don't know if they can play 30.
So we're wasting our time talking about these win totals then.
Yes. And also
that's what you're telling.
It kind of we are, but it's still nice to do.
Yeah.
They make
it's an optimist. I'm hoping. I want them to play, but no, I don't think there's any way in hell.
All right, so what happens? They come back July 23rd or July 24th. That's another thing, too. They're so on the ball, they don't even know when they're coming back. Yeah, we'll let you know. It's either the 23rd or the 24th. So I'm assuming it's going to be the 24th.
Yeah. Let's play a game. When do they shut it down?
August,
over under.
August 4th? August
7th. That's the better. What's the over under for that? I give it August 18th.
I was going to say August 16th is my number.
So you got the under.
Yeah, I got the under. But
you know what will happen?
George. Slight.
They'll get through the first weekend. The 23rd is a Thursday. The 24th is a Friday. So they wanted to have a standalone game on the Thursday and then have, like, everybody else sort of, you know, roll in on the weekend. They'll go through the weekend, and everybody will say, you see, what do we wait for? Everything was fine. You know, there's no problem at all. Like you said, they'll take a couple of road trips, couple of plane trips. Yeah. You know, give it like, you know, two weeks or so. And then it'll start. Oh, this team's out. This team's got 10 guys with it. Got to call up the, you know, that taxi squad to replace them. I don't see how they pull it off. If they were playing in a hub in a bubble city, I think they could do it. Flying
can
around.
Can you play in Florida right now? Can you play in Texas right now? These states are setting records every day for COVID cases.
Arizona.
Can you play in Arizona?
California's a hotbed right now, suddenly.
Yep.
How many teams is that? 11? 12 we just Lots. Named?
Yeah. No, it'll be fine, George. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Don't worry.
It's fine. Just don't spit. Don't spit. Don't chew tobacco. We'll be fine. Game time decisions continues.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Game time decisions continues. I am Damon Renzo. We're throwing it down with a raging redhead, Cam Stewart. Thanks to George Kurtz for joining us. We were going to talk about the Major League Baseball futures, but Kurtz said it's not happening, so we scrapped it. Like, all right, forget it. You're right. It's not happening. I'll never forget, too. I remember the night before everything shut down. All right? It was March 11th. It was after the after the Rudy Gobert game. And there was a bunch of college basketball on Thursday. And I started capping it. And I looked and I stopped. I was like, this is a waste of time. I'm like, why am I bothering reading about these games? They're going to cancel it. Everything's going to get shut down. And I was right. So we saved ourselves a little bit of time. But yeah, baseball, I'm trying to be optimistic. But there's not a hope in hell. They can't do it. NBA and NHL has a chance because they're in a hub.
I think
they'll be fine. They'll be able to pull it off. Like NBA and NHL, they'll do it. Major League Baseball, it's going to start. It's going to fall apart. And it's going to be all kinds of like different scenarios that none of us ever expected. And this game is canceled. And, oh, this team can't play. And, oh, what do we do now? There's only three teams left in this division. And there's going to be all kinds of weird scenarios that go down. But it would be remiss of me not to say happy birthday, 63rd birthday. To Brett, the Hitman Hart, the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be. Five-time WWE champion, two-time WCW champion, two-time Intercontinental champ, five-time U.S. Champ, three-time the Hart Foundation Tag Team Champion, Royal Rumble winner, two-time King of the Ring winner, two-time Hall of Famer, the great Bret Hart. Happy birthday to Bret Hart, 63 years old. One of the few wrestlers that's actually made it into the 60s. Yep. So good for Brett and our boy Yang, big fan of the Hitman, Bret Hart. But who is it? And it's hard not to like the Hitman, Bret Hart. The only person that doesn't like Bret the Hitman Hart is Vince McMahon.
Exactly. Screw job.
Other than Vince, everyone loves Bret. Bret screwed Bret. Game time to send the container.
You call these bagels? Bagels and bad beats.
You want to think NASCAR is filled with a bunch of dopes? Yes. That's better than being thought that there's actually racists out there putting up nooses all over the place.
The Sports Grid Network.
Are you ready for the nation's first and only free 24-hour network dedicated to you, the betting and fantasy sports enthusiast? SportsGrid will provide you with real-time content, statistics, and gaming intelligence unlike anything you've ever seen before. Located both in the heart of New York City and inside the FanDuel Sportsbook at the Meadowlands, SportsGrid is live 18 hours a day, here to serve you, the fanatic. This is SportsGrid. Get on the grid.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.